What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well out there. Surviving this barely, yeah, right, barely. Good word there, Dave. This insane amount of snow we're getting. I feel like we live in the tundra. You know, whoever came up with that Siberia term was brilliant.
Or Snormageddon.
Or snow. I think
Snormageddon,
I coined Snormageddon, too. I've been posting all about it on my social media. And folks, if you're watching on Facebook, say, what's up? Hey out there, everybody. Keep warm. It's 20-something degrees. When is it going to end?
I don't know. We're paying for that good weather. I'm telling you, Frank, we had
You called it, though. You said that. I'm an optimist. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, so I always like to think positive. But you were right, Dave. We called it earlier in the year. You said, Frank, we're going to pay for this.
You know what? I cheated a little bit because I talked to Tom Skilling at least once a week.
You sneak.
So he was like, yeah, we're going to pay for it.
And Tom Skilling is pretty much right all the time.
I don't know how he does it.
He's pretty accurate, man. For, you know, most weather guys get the short end of the stick because they're oftentimes wrong. But, you know, because you can't predict Mother Nature 100%. But Tom is good. I don't know where he gets his insight. I think he's got somebody in the, you know, in the clouds.
Or a crystal ball, all the meteorology equipment.
Exactly, which WGN has a ton. I had to dig myself out of my house to my car, and one side of my car was so high, the snow drift, that I couldn't get into the driver's side door. So I had to dig out the passenger side door because I left the car out and it got buried. And I was too cold and lazy to dig it out over the weekend. So,
you know, in certain areas by where I live, they did clean the streets. So when the machine passed by, it obviously covered the cars.
Yes.
So, and then the snow gets very hard.
Yes. It freezes and then it's like it's an igloo around your vehicle. But I got in and I managed to get down here. Roads were okay.
Your back's okay? Great.
My back feels good, man. I've been working out lately.
You got to warm up when you do that.
I'm on the Creatus Medical program. I do. I feel good. I stretched and stuff. Had a little workout going on. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up, so I want to be fit and good looking for my wife, who's going to be joining us in a little bit. You got to keep that romance alive, Dave.
We should have scheduled like one of those Dancing 101 moves or something.
Dancing 101 moves.
So you could do them Chippendale moves.
I don't know if you...
Papi Chulo.
Hey, that's what they used to call me in Miami, Papi Chulo. I don't know if you know this, Dave. I used to be a background dancer for way back in the early days, when I was like 18, for a group called KLF, and they were touring with MC Hammer.
Check you out.
Little known facts, people. Yeah.
We got to do a video with you.
And check this out. When I was when I first moved to Hollywood, you know that show That's So Raven, Raven Simone?
Yeah.
I was in the opening for Raven Simone. If you Google it and you freeze frame in 30 seconds in, you'll see me dancing in the alleyway. I got some moves, Dave.
Frank.
I got moves,
you really
man.
Shocked me.
Ask my wife when she calls in. we have a great show lined up for you folks. We got pretty much all around Valentine's Day because it's coming up Wednesday, right? The 14th. Joining us to talk about how to style the home well for Valentine's Day. The folks from Home and Manor are going to be here, a great design showroom. They also bringing in some hypoallergenic organic baby bed linens and ottomans and curtains, because that's a really important thing to make sure that the baby's space is hypoallergenic as much as possible, because those little guys can pick up stuff real easy. And we're going to be talking to Marcela Gomez from Ocomadre. You do this, Dave. This is you.
It's Ocomadre candles, or vegan candles with cotton wicks.
And they smell so good. She sent some over. It was awesome. They're beautiful. And they come in, the Vicks flavor. You can't eat them, but it's a Vicks flavored candle. So if you're sick and you got a little congestion, you light this Vicks candle and it lets off that Vicks smell.
Talk about candle therapy now.
Yeah, exactly. And many more. She had one was like a cocoa flavored. Literally, you want to eat them. You can't, but you want to eat them. And before we go here, we're launching this, I announced it last week, a segment called Parent Life. Because I have two little kids at home, Luca and Lola. Lola's 3, going on 40. Luca's 6, same, going on 40. Both very cute, but a handful. You know, anybody who's an older parent with young kids. And my wife and I were talking about, hey, what are we going to do for Valentine's Day? And let me get her on the phone now. Hey, Cher.
Mom, she's the bomb. Rocking all night till the break of dawn.
That's our new theme song for a segment we're calling Parent Life. Hashtag Parent Life. Joining me on the phone is my lovely wife, Sherry Fontana. You there, Cher?
I'm here.
Well, thanks for taking the time. I know you're so busy with the two little rugrats we have running around. Are you confined, sequestered into an area where you could speak?
Kind. I have them painting downstairs.
Smart. See, that's a mom move right there.
I'll go down to a mess, but it's worth it.
Well, Sherry, I was just introducing the segment, the new segment that you and I are going to be doing called Parent Life, hashtag Parent Life, where we talk about, you know, issues that happen with parents and kids and trying to, you know, do things like keep romance alive around Valentine's Day. And Sherry and I were discussing what we're going to do, and we were like, hey, let's Google some fun ideas. And folks, you're going to hear our kids in the background because we're really parents. So, Cher, the Reader's Digest article we pulled up, 7 Valentine's Day date ideas that don't require a babysitter, because why don't you explain about our babysitting situation?
So we basically have one that we use all the time, who I trust and love, but I think babysitters in general these days are hard to come by. Like, kids are too busy, so our babysitting situation is very, very limited.
Slim to none, and we only like certain people. So anyway, this was a perfect article. We're like, oh, let's get some ideas. So we read through this, and the first one is order your favorite takeout. And what do we do usually, hon?
I mean, we definitely have takeout once a week, maybe twice a week. So it doesn't seem special to me, but
yeah,
that could be because there's no cooking.
Exactly. And then the second one was cook a gourmet meal, which my wife kicks butt. She cooks like a master chef. So that's nothing special, right?
I mean, I'm not a master chef, but I definitely cook all the time. So that does not seem like it's something really special for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, and we're throwing this out there, folks, because we want to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200. What have you done over the years to, you know, make romance happen when you got young kids, especially around Valentine's Day? A couple of the other things they threw out here was treat the whole family. We kind of do that all the time. Not so special.
Not really.
Right? Load up the whole gang for a night out. Kind of do that all the time, too. This is the one you stuck on here, Cher. Mandate an early bedtime. Let's talk about that for a quick second.
Okay, so, like, these ideas sound great, and I love the concept of it, but it's whether or not they really work. So, like, okay, it's you go to bed at 8 o'clock every night. Say the kids go to sleep. It's Valentine's Day. Okay, kids, go to bed at 7 tonight. Like, is that really going to work?
No, it never does. See, here's the variable.
If it does, great. You can maybe it's trying to get that to happen.
The only way you could do that, which with the weather permitting, which it's not, is exhaust the children. Exhaust them. Like, put them on a treadmill and run them for a couple hours. And then maybe.
Not during winter. But yeah.
It's not going to happen. So Sherry and I are looking for suggestions. We have two young kids. We want to have a romantic Valentine. So if you guys out there listening, 312-981-7200, text in some of your answers. We would love to talk about them on the show. And then we'll check back in maybe at the end of the show, Cher. If the kids don't drive you crazy, maybe you can call back and we could talk about it.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I was thinking about it. And I was feeling sorry for myself. I was thinking, okay, it's Valentine's Day. What happened to, like, the romance and the candy? But then I was like, wait, seeing the kids' faces when they do make crafts together or you make them, you know, heart pancakes and do fun things with them, it is worth it. And that does bring me happiness, too. So at the end of the day, it is worth it. And you can still have maybe not a romantic night, but a fun night.
A semi-romantic night. Let's end it on that note.
Semi-romantic.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
We're talking to our friends here from Home and Manor, having a really interesting conversation. The folks watching on my Facebook page, if you go to Facebook, just Google Frank Fontana. There's a couple out there, but I'm the cuter one. Just find me. It'll have other stuff like HGTV and WGN. And you can see that some of the behind the scenes, like what we just heard about my friends here, Shake and Ray, right?
Ryan.
The two gentlemen sitting here in the studio are the founders. This is a family business,
mm-hmm.
Right?
So,
yeah. Why don't you tell us a little about Home and Manor?
All right. So Home and Manor, we are a second generation. We were established in the 1960s, early by my father-in-law and Sheikh's father. He was in India, in the northeast part of India is where it all started. We are pretty much manufacturing units of silk, linen, and cotton, everything for your home decor, interior design that you want to do, from area rugs to decorative pillows, draperies. Those are all custom made as well to fit your style. We can do that, as well as we do baby bedding sets, which were made from hypoallergenic cotton.
I mentioned that at the open of the show. That's a big deal.
It kind of makes it really nice. You know, you want your baby to be in a safe environment,
exactly.
So we kind of do it that way. And then everything is made hand loom, so it's kind of made by hand.
Yes.
We have a very organic process, especially with our silk.
Let's talk about this, because this is, folks, this is what fascinated me about this. And if you're watching on Facebook, you would have heard the story. These guys actually have a worm farm, a silkworm farm, right?
Yes. In India.
With
many,
you know, little worms out there?
Oh, it's millions.
Millions.
Yes. And then what we do, we feed them, and we feed the mulberry. And the mulberry then, what it does when the worm get inside stuck, that's we take the dupioni silk. That's what people use here, like dupioni silk. When the worm come out of that hole, like a net, then it's called matka silk, thasar silk. That's what we do. And we have been doing for like, my father had been doing for 50 years almost.
So like we extract that silk, the threads and stuff like that, and then we weave that into a final finished product.
Yarn, and then what we dye, and then it's like,
right. It's a big step-by-step process.
Well, and I'm going to geek out on this because I'm really just trying to, like, so one worm, how much does it produce? Or how do you gather enough, like, to make a piece of, like, let's say a pillow cover or something?
It's a yarn. I'm like, you have to make one worm
can produce
like a little bit.
Yeah, so you need millions and millions of worms.
You need millions.
And the extraction process. Talk to me about the extraction process.
Oh yeah, that's the thing is that once the worm eat, they get stuck inside the net, and then it's like a net. So you take
like a spider web.
Almost, exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
It's like a cocoon.
Cocoon.
So like a cocoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then
you take it out, and it's flapped like 1, 2, 3, 4, like this. And
how big? Like, give me an example. Small. Like a pea?
It's really tiny, tiny small.
Almost like an olive size?
An olive size. So each one worm would produce an olive size piece of silk that you could then
extract and then the fibers
you
out of.
Fiber of that. And then you weave it into yarn, and then you take it like a yarn,
and then as threaded into the design of your product.
Is anybody else freaking out about this? I mean, like, this is really cool stuff.
Yeah, because this has been going for like my father started in early 60s.
Yeah.
So we grew up in this. We know, like, and then when I came,
were you on the farms doing it as a kid? Like, would he have you out there?
No, I've seen my workers. We have a lot of people working for us for all these, and there's like a whole like a village that do all these stuff for us too.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, like,
this is not a small group of people. This is like a big, almost a whole town.
That's whole town
producing this.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm stuck on this because I'm like trying to visualize. So are you like squeezing it out of the little cocoon?
Yes, exactly.
And so and there's like tons of people from this village that are actually hand picking these little worms up. And then do the worms die after they do that?
Oh yeah, the worms die. That's why if the worm die inside of that cocoon, then you call up, that's a dupioni silk.
It's better if it dies in it?
In it. If they come out, that's called matka silk.
It's a because that, they produce a different type of silk.
It's a different type of silk. Yeah.
You guys are blowing my mind here. I dig it.
It's a very high tech complex process. Yeah, to watch because, it.
Do you have video of it on your website?
I have it in my store.
In my showroom?
In my showroom.
We have pictures of the process
going on, and the people coming in and walking in.
You need to post this stuff.
On our Facebook page we'll be putting the.
What is your Facebook page? Just so we can throw it out.
Home and Manor USA.
Home and Manor. How many locations do you have?
This
is the first one that we opened up in Downers Grove, Illinois.
Yeah.
And this is our showroom because we wanted to open this up because we want to wholesale. And then since we're wholesaling and working with designers and stuff, we opened it to the general public, which, you know, they're able to walk in and leverage that wholesale pricing.
Oh, sure.
So it makes it very affordable for
you. Have other showrooms, though? Or Downers Grove is the only showroom?
In America, that's the first one.
In America, okay.
So we expanded it from overseas. Mm. This is our flagship store that we've opened now, in our showroom now we've opened in the United States.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. As you can see, I am truly fascinated with this. The affordability.
Yes.
You know, it seems like, you know, if I was just listening to you talk, I would say, wow, this is probably expensive stuff. Mm. But as I just found out during the break, it's not.
Not at all. When we decided to expand our business in America, we wanted to bring luxury, high-quality products, but at very affordable pricing. That was our mantra, and that's what our mantra is today, and it's continuing to be. our pillows start at $19.99.
Let me see that pillow. Toss that over here.
There you go.
I'm going to show folks on Facebook here.
Yep.
If you're just tuning in, you can follow me on Facebook right now. We're live. You can see the video of this. You can also go to WGNradio.com/watch. A fine silk pillow like this, if you were to go to any kind of high-end design outlet or box store, you're looking at probably $75, $100, $150.
Yeah.
Easy, all day long.
We're starting around the $20 range up to $39.
$20.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a decorative pillow, comes in wide ranges of colors, materials of silk, cotton and linen. If you see, and they will really spruce up your home with a nice bright, you want to really decorate with some nice fun-loving things for the holidays.
Yeah, especially with Valentine's Day coming up.
We have a lot of different types of decorative items that have a lot of texture to them, a lot of bright colors, and kind of can totally change the whole environment of your home.
And this is not just for designers, although you do custom stuff, right?
Right, we do custom stuff. We're working with designers, we're working with wholesalers, but we've opened this up to the general public. So we want people to come in and just take off the showroom floor. And we have plenty of quantity and stock available for the general public. And our affordable pricing makes it really nice for them to get it, to grab this opportunity.
And so the inspiration for design always starts with something, right? It's usually either a piece of fabric or a piece of art. Awesome. A color.
Yes.
Can people walk into you guys with an inspiration piece and you could work with them, find the right piece, right texture, right color, and you're saying to ship it off to India to have it actually custom made.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that big of a deal, right?
It's not.
Right. The process is 4 to 6 to maybe 8 weeks, depending on how big and size of the product it is and what we exactly want done. But we can custom made to the liking of it.
Is there a minimum order?
A minimum order
for something custom like that in terms of value.
It depends upon the values
of what the product is.
Product is all about.
The most things that we do custom order right now are area rugs. Starting by 5x8, and we'll go up to whatever size. If you want to custom make it to like a 9x13, we'll do it that way. If you want to do draperies, we're doing custom made draperies. So people have a lot of different measurement requirements. They want the specific look of their drapes.
Sure.
So we have to get those. So that's what takes the.
Are you doing a lot of drapes these days? Because I feel like it's hit or miss.
It's hit or miss, but there's people that still,
They want their fabrics, like they chose the fabrics, and they want their house to look beautiful. That's
sure. And the way we're using them a lot is more flanking, a window, more for decor than it is for hardcore function.
Exactly. There's still people out there that are designing their, in their homes that they want. They have that custom look.
And
sure.
And the best thing is that our pricing, that's where our price is so reasonable. So reasonable, we do a panel, 84 panel for $89.
Yeah.
84.
I mean, guys, that's huge. You can't even, if you went to a Bed Bath & Beyond, that's comparable pricing where you can actually walk into your store, Home & Manor, and hand pick exactly the color you want.
Right. Yeah. You could go to a Pottery Barn or a Crate & Barrel or, a Pier 1 and stuff like that, and you'll be paying 3 times, 4 times as much.
Yeah. But
what for? We can give you that exact same quality, high quality product at, a fourth of the price.
Right.
I think that makes a nice deal.
So you guys came to Downers Grove, making this your flagship location.
Right.
Big entrepreneurial move.
Yes.
Right. Are you guys from here originally?
I was born and raised in Chicago.
You were.
Skokie, Illinois.
I was born in India, in Bhagalpur,
He dragged you here?
Exactly.
I dragged him over here, and started this conglomerate.
We are family business, so he's my brother-in-law. So.
Yeah, exactly. That's nice. How is that family business? I have a lot of people in the family business that come on the show, and everyone's got it. And one of the best answers I've had is, it's really learning how to say no without, there's something called thoughtful disagreement.
Yes.
Which I think is an art, especially in family.
When they say no, we say maybe.
Maybe, right. Exactly.
Change the word. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what's the big game plan? What moving forward from this, where do you see the company growing? How's sales been? Are you happy with the open, the showroom? And where do you want to take the business?
Oh, yeah. We are really happy with the people coming
in. We just started to take off, yeah.
So, and it's kind of, everything is kind of like people walking in there.
What's the exact street location?
We're at 7325 Lamont Road, right off 75th Street and Lamont Road right there.
Great area.
Donner's like, Park
which
Plaza.
Shopping?
It's Donner's Park Plaza.
Donner's Park Plaza.
Okay, and what's near you? Are you
Best
like
Buy
the,
Old Navy is right there?
Yeah.
Yeah, right
That's
there.
Exactly where I was thinking.
Yep,
That's
exactly.
such a huge area. I don't know if anybody out there goes shopping around
the
there.
West suburbs, yeah.
West suburbs, big shopping, little nook of... You know,
exactly.
Like every store you can imagine is
oh,
over
yeah.
there.
Everything is there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So are you thinking eventually getting into the Mart or coming to downtown Chicago? Or is this is
that's part of it. We're looking to do online. We're trying to expand into the Mart. We're trying to do wholesale. We're looking at designers. And then we also have that retail aspect as well. Yeah. So we want to kind of branch it out into all directions and grow it in each phase.
Yeah. I think what's a winner for you guys, A, is quality.
Mm-hmm.
And price.
Yes. Quality and price is huge.
That's everything, man.
And uniqueness of the product.
Yeah.
You're not going to find colors like this in the silk. We have hand-sewn silk scarves that start at $29.99 that make a wonderful gift for your loved ones, especially coming up on Valentine's Day right
for
now.
For how much?
$29.99.
$29.99. Guys, you listening? You can bring your lady a little something
special? This is something
special?
That is individually unique, and you won't find something like this anywhere in Chicago or even the national area.
And are your accessories, are they thematic? I mean, if we walked in there, am I looking at a certain, you know, or you have everything from country to contemporary?
We have from country to contemporary.
Contemporary designs as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, who picks this stuff? You guys? Or
We have an entire design team, actually, that sits in India and Europe. Yeah. And they are coming up with new fashion trends and styles all the time. We meet with them on a quarterly basis where we go through the process and we look at all the new designs and we say, yeah, this is great, this is good. We meet with, we have a big entire team that we do this with.
Yeah, are you guys both married?
Yes.
Nice. So, are your wives involved in the business as well?
Yeah.
You don't really have a choice, right?
You don't have a choice. You have to.
Yeah.
As much as we travel, as much as we get around, they have to be involved.
Sure, sure. Do they weigh in on some of the design decisions as well?
Of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. You have to have your wife's opinion all the time. That's
well, see, that guy.
That gives that loving touch.
You have to have that.
I'm in the same boat as you guys, though.
I know.
Because, like, I'm a designer. My wife's, you know, she's involved in my business. We had a TV show where we were both doing home improvement and stuff, but at home I like to assert my design muscle, so to speak. How do you guys navigate that conversation?
Yes and maybe.
I'm gonna steal that. Yes and maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Ultimately, though, listen, you guys have a great product here, and I think that you're going to continue to do really well with it.
Mm-hmm.
What is the website again and the Facebook page? Because I want people to check out the Worm
Radio.
Definitely
go to www.homemannerusa.com.
Can they order off the website if they wanted to?
They can inquire about the products, but we don't have the capability yet. But we are in works with going online for e-commerce. So
nice. Are you going to end up doing like Joss & Main or any of those online retailers? You're going to try to keep it all in-house?
No, we will expand out to some of the e-commerce websites.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put the link on our WGN Radio Facebook page.
Right.
And then
on Facebook as well for Home & Manor.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And people can find it if you want to go to our website. You can check that out.
Yeah, all they got to do is Google Home & Manor all together with the ampersand in the middle, and we will pop up all on that first page.
Fantastic.
One more quick thing.
Sure.
Like the pricing wise, our pricing for the pillows are way better than the internet price. That's the end of the story.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I mean, when you showed me that pillow, I thought easily I was looking at a $75 pillow. When you told me it was $25 or $20-something, that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really great. And on your website, you have pictures of like custom lettered pillows.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys, can somebody walk in and say, hey, I want this on my pillow? Or are those already fabrics printed?
Those are fabrics that are already printed. They're already set. They have quotes.
Yeah,
know,
I
nice
like that.
Loving quotes.
Yeah.
Especially for the Valentine's
loving
Day.
Quotes.
Yeah, loving quotes that we've got. You know, love passionately. You know, love lives
sweet
here.
Dreams,
things. There's a lot of nice little quotes that we have on our pillows and stuff like that that kind of give you that nice comfy feeling.
Well, it sounds like you got to pop in there. I'm going to check that out maybe over the week. I'll stop over.
Yeah,
you guys are there usually?
Oh, yeah.
I'll come by.
We'd love to have you.
Cool. Well, I think we'll try to bring you back around Easter. I love that.
I just try and think of nice things.
What kind of things?
It's not just home improvement.
That's what I call a great idea.
It's life improvement.
We didn't know anything about this.
Brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite.
Ah, yes. It's time for a few of my favorite things. We just heard some of them. those guys from Home and Manor. Now it's time to set the mood with the right ambiance and lighting. I'm going to put on my sexy voice right now. Joining me on the phone is Marcela Gomez. She's the founder of Comadre Candles, or O Comadre Candles. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I was just here sniffing some abuelito, and I wanted to eat it.
Zero calories.
But they're probably not food friendly, right? Like, we shouldn't be eating these candles.
No, absolutely not. They're to enjoy, to light them, to set the ambience, as you said. They're not edible.
Well, I sniffed every single... Dave and I, you know, we were in the back before the show, and we were sniffing your candles. First of all, brilliant on the Vicky's candle, because I think that'd be...
Thank you.
Did you create that for the purpose of when you got a stuffy nose and you're not feeling too good?
No, it was a mistake. I mean, it's funny to
say. That's how the great things happen, right?
Yes, absolutely. It was a request from one of my followers, and I said, why not? Let me try it. And it just blew up. I'm very grateful for that suggestion.
Right. Yeah, it's called Vicky's Vapo Candle, and it's very cool branding as well. All of them are branded really well. I'll just read through some of the names here, and if I butcher them, I apologize. Tamale Elote. Delote, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. You said it well.
Thank you. So I'm Italian. I speak Italian, but in a little Spanish. This is smelled like a tamale, right? Unwrapping a tamale?
Yes, tamale de elote, which is corn.
See, who doesn't want a tamale-smelling candle? I mean, come on, folks.
Especially if you're away from home during the holidays, and they're so traditional during the holidays. I have college students who buy it when they're away from home.
I love it. And then the hot chisme, or hot gossip, is translated here.
Yes.
Now, it's super strong cinnamon smell. Tell me about the hot chisme. Why that candle?
That was actually one of my first candles. And I was talking to one of my comadres, and every morning we call each other, and we just talk about what's going on during the day and a little gossip here. And it just came together, the fragrance and... the gossip, and I just said, why not do it? And I did it.
That's great. And overall, to get into an online business, you sell these mostly online, correct?
Yes.
And so you decided one day, I'm going to start an online candle business. What was the original inspiration to be a female entrepreneur in the candle business?
To be honest with you, this was, I can say, kind of like a mistake. It shouldn't have happened. I am a full-time, well, I was a full-time nurse. I took 2 months off of for the holidays, but O Comadre started as therapy for myself. I, once again, I'm a nurse, and there's a lot of sorrow, there's a lot of death, and instead of bringing it home, I started dabbling with candle making, because I love candles, I just adore them, and it balanced me. O Comadre is fun, it's cheerful, it's a celebration of life through, Latina eyes, which are mine, and it's to have fun. So the balance of nursing and O Comadre, it worked for me. I never intended to sell them online. It just happened, and it's going great for me. I can't believe it.
Good for you. I love to hear stories like that, especially when it's, for a reason, like you stated. I always wondered how doctors and the ambulance workers who see the devastation that of an injury or a death can deal with the counter side to that. And you found an outlet, which is really awesome. And not to mention, these are also organic and vegan, right?
That's correct.
So they're made from vegan soy wax. And I'm smelling the hot cheese mint right now. Oh, God.
And if you notice, my wax is very soft. And I really... Once I decided, okay, let me try selling a few, I wanted to make sure that it's the best quality candle that I can produce myself.
How do you?
I have to test them.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I'm sniffing the Abuelito hot chocolate candle. How do you get the deep smell of chocolate into that? What do you use to create your flavors? Or is that a trade secret?
It is a trade secret. I'll just say it's lots of love. These candles are, because there's tons of wonderful candles out there. But I always say my candles are like a nice home-cooked meal. There's lots of love in them. Lots of time go into them. They're individually hand-poured. And as you can see, they're artisan and adorned. Each one is individually adorned. So
Lots of love.
Do you sell on Etsy too?
No, just online, which is okamadecandles.com.
Why don't you spell that for the folks listening, and then we'll throw out a promo code that you've given our fine listeners.
Okay, it's OHCOM as in Mary, ADRE.com. OHCOMADRE.com.
And folks, if you want to check out some of these amazing candles, they do smell really good. There's a promo code, and you can get 10% off the entire store. So anything you like, if you go to her website and put in WGN in the promo code box, she'll kindly give you 10% off any of your purchase from the site. Do you just sell candles on there, or is there other stuff?
No, just candles.
Keep it simple, right?
Yes, absolutely. I always believe if you're going to do something, be the best at one thing. You can't be good at many things. So just candles is my thing. I'm trying. I would like to say that if you enter the promo code, please enter it in all capitals, because the website won't take anything but capital letters. And I restock every Sunday. So if you see them selling out, you can make sure the following Sunday there will be new stock.
And how often are you selling out of stuff real quick?
Yes.
That's great. Good for you.
It's incredible. I'm a nurse. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Well, hopefully in short time here, you'll be a full-time candle maker.
I do miss nursing. I'm still paying for my student loan. So
sure. So maybe you can't quit just yet.
No. Nursing is wonderful, too. It's just hard work. I mean, it takes a toll on you.
Oh, I get you. Well, it sounds like you're doing well here, and we wish you all the best. Thanks for coming on the show and spreading some candle love here. And thanks for sending a couple samples here. I know Dave and I will enjoy these, and we will light them up here in the studio if we can. Marcella, thank you so much. Once again, with the website?
It's okamadecandles.com.
That's OHCOMADRE.com.